We now return to Thundar the Barbarian here on the Swords and Scrolls podcast, where a rotating rogues gallery joins me in discussing comics and more in the genre of heroic fantasy. I am Jared Savitas, your guide in the realm of savagery, super science, and sorcery. And as always, I am joined by the chieftain of the mocks, Jason Ford.
Boom! Behold, I am the fourth ghost of Christmas. Ghost of cartoons past, but still fucking rule. I bring you a tale of Thundar and his companions as a kick-ass across the post-apocalyptic world filled with mutants and wizards. Enjoy and cheer on as we make toys and playsets of this episode.
You brought it, brother.
I got it. I'm bringing it this year.
I love it, man. I only have one gripe with that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I may take it back. But as it stands, I don't think we do a playset out of this episode.
I do have thoughts on this. Yeah. It's going to be an expensive thought, but...
okay.
As they all are.
I love it. I love it. I just came up with an alternate myself. So here we go. Welcome back, everybody. It's been a while since we did a Thundar. Here we are, season one, episode 5 of Thundar the Barbarian. This episode is titled Treasure of the Mocks.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
And I'm thinking right away, it was like, what could these guys treasure? You know? what do they got in store for us? What do they think a treasure is? And boy, was I surprised.
Yep. That's such a great question. I didn't even think about it. I was just like, okay, here we go. We're getting into it.
Yeah. Cause it starts hot and heavy right away.
It does. Right. We have, you know, an older, more mature mock. I say that because he's what? Gray bearded.
Oh yeah. Grandpa Mock comes, makes a scene to some haunting fucking music.
Yeah, dude. And he's getting chased alongside a river in a jungle environment. And wham, zam, the guy runs into pirates.
Pirates, pirate runoff extras from Johnny Quest, mind you. Right? They got the skulls and crossbones on their swimsuits.
The best thing about those guys in their frog suits is they wear flippers all the fucking time.
Oh, the most uncomfortable thing to walk on land with.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Like
you're not getting away. You're not running away. You're not doing anything.
And they've
you're tripping at best.
Yeah, can you imagine the sound of these guys flopping around everywhere they go?
What?
And then they've got like a backpack slung over one shoulder that's filled with like scrolls?
All of them. What are they? They got some reading material with them? To be fair, they're really easy toys because they're all the same, right?
Yeah.
They're like stormtroopers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You mm-hmm. got one, you got them all.
There's a couple of variations in the pirates. Like there's that one guy that has like mishmashed like army gear on.
Yeah. Then you got the Long John Silver dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
so,
but besides those like standout guys and then the wait for it, the beehive guys.
Oh shit.
Everybody's pretty much the same on this crew.
So, okay. So let's get to the pirates right away then. So as a toy,
yeah.
The pirates, do we just do the wetsuit guy and then screw everybody else? We gotta watch our money here, Jason, a little bit.
I don't know, man. It's
what was your plan?
My plan was an expensive one.
do I have to hear it all at once or can you parse it out?
Do you want to do it now? All right, my toy set idea, and mind you, it's going to be pricey, is scavenging spare parts from the G.I. Joe aircraft carrier USS Flag.
Okay. Yeah.
And making the pirate ship mm-hmm. one big, That's the big toy. That's the big toy of the season.
Okay. Yeah.
It, like, fuck everything else. You're getting the aircraft carrier on these Ewok logs.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Because that's it. And then you get everybody with it. You get the beehive guys, you get the flippers, you get the captain, you know, you get all of them.
Is this the
With
only
their
way we can get Captain Corden?
it's just like Wild Bill from G.I. Joe said. It's a chase. You
Okay,
gotta buy
okay, okay.
if you're in, you're in.
Okay, okay. I got it.
Yeah.
All right. So my workaround for the ship, because I kind of thought that was going to be the thing, right? I was like, this
It
ship is
has
going to
to
get,
be.
the ship's going to get pushed on me.
Yeah.
What about we just sell pieces that if somebody already owns that G.I. Joe toy, they can just add these things to it? Because, you know, like they just put like,
What
they just put like hut, hut tops on some of the spots, and then there's like a weird little castle. Like, why did they build a brick castle wall on there? And then like a
That is not
catapult you could
staying.
put on there.
Yeah, that's not stable. That's not adhering to the aircraft carrier steel.
No, it's not. That
No.
was my thing. Is like we provide an add-on for something you already own.
But if you look at all these memes, it's like you see 40 years since I haven't got my G.I. Joe aircraft carrier. It's like no, not a lot of kids own these back in the day.
Yeah. My neighbor
And I
kid
did
did.
see one about, oh, I don't know, fuck, 7 years ago at C2E2.
Yeah.
Almost pulled the trigger.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
So I get it, Jason. I think you're gonna you're preying upon those that couldn't get it before as G.I.
Yeah.
Joe, but now they're adults and
Yeah,
they're like,
they
guess
have
what? I've
disposable
got
income. And you know what else I'm going to add with this? I'm going to
Okay.
sweeten the pot. I'm going to throw that giant lobster in. I'm throwing him in.
Are you
He's a part of the
talking?
set. He's a part of the set. He's got to be. He tore that fucking place up. He's
Okay,
got to be
okay,
a part.
okay, okay. You are, this is the biggest, this is the biggest ever. This is where we lose the company or not, Jason. Okay, we're throwing
Ride or
so much
die,
money
dude.
because now you're adding Ebra, Horror of the Deep from the 1966 Godzilla film is one of the fucking toys.
Yeah.
And okay, so then we, okay, so now we also need the Hai Ching hive that cracks open and has a bunch of tiny little rubber wasps
Hey,
inside of it.
I'm in. I'm in.
Oh,
Think of
jeez.
it. Think of it. Think of it as the marketing tool. You buy this, you are fucking set. You are set. How many adventures can you have? Because apparently the ship has cloaking device
Oh.
because it comes out of nowhere and everybody's surprised. It's
Oh.
huge. And they're like, where'd that come from? Dude, you're on the
Okay.
Mississippi and you can't see this aircraft carrier. Come on.
Was hiding behind some rock and jungle. It's
Yeah,
okay,
okay.
Jason.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, all right. We've gotten way off a field
Yes,
here,
we have. That's fine.
but it had to happen. Like we
We had
had
to
to
get
have
the
the
toys
company
out of the
meeting.
way.
Like it had
Yeah.
to go.
Yeah.
We're not done. We've got a couple
No.
more things to talk about.
I got one more, but he's
I
gonna
do
be
too. I
right
got
here.
one more.
Yeah.
I at the
Yeah.
and
It's gotta be the chief.
I. Okay, listen, bro. Here's we're gonna just do it now. Here's
Yeah.
mine.
Bring it.
Build-A-Mock.
Oh my God.
Build-A-Mock. Okay, here's what I here now. My son got the there's like a company called like Mesozoic Beasts or something like that, right? And they do these really highly articulated dinosaurs. And then you
Okay.
can buy a set where it is a bunch of dinosaurs that are similar in build, but it comes with a bunch of different heads, a bunch of different legs, a bunch of di
I'm
couple
in.
different tails, a couple different claws, and wings and stuff like that, right? And you can build like there's like a half a dozen different dinosaurs you can build out of all these parts. That's what I want to do with Build-A-Mock. I want to do a generic mock body, but
Yeah.
then like because there's so many different mocks in when they make it to the I don't know what to, I don't want to call them make it to the group of mocks, and
The
so
village.
the village of mocks that works
Yeah.
best. There's so many different ones, and a lot of them are very similar except for their head. And
Yeah.
so I thought
Well, you
do
got
half a
Slutty
dozen,
Mock,
right?
you got Kid Mock, you got
Yeah.
Warrior Mock. Yeah.
Well, we
No, I'm
you could
in. I'm
do
in
you could
a
do a
bag of
mom
mocks.
you could do a mom and baby mock separate. Or maybe it comes with
Megamox.
it and she
Yeah.
doesn't get all the different pieces. But like you
It's
could.
like Smurfette. There's gonna be only
Oh,
one.
there. I've got some things to say about Smurfette Mock too, man. And when we get to her.
Oh man. Those fuck me eyes were huge.
Dude. Yeah. And I think she makes the hand movement she makes is kind of like, I'll suck you off in the back,
Yeah, a little
around the
bit. Yeah.
back, Ookla.
Yeah. Oogla was kind of scared. I've seen fear in his eyes only once before. And that was with water.
Oh, okay, all right.
Let's get
Let's
back
get
on
into it.
track.
Let's go back.
Oh
But at least
shit.
we've gotten all this out of the way, and so when we get to those
Yeah.
parts, we can just keep going. All right, here we go. So, turns out this is Chief Ogloch, and
Yes.
he is
Great name.
being pursued by pirates led by Captain Cordon. Captain Cordon is voiced by Joan Van Ark, and she provided the voice of Spider-Woman for the 1979 Saturday morning series, but she is best known for her role as Valene Ewing, beginning on Dallas in 1978, and
Oh
then on the
my.
spin-off series Knots Landing in 1979. Now, during the 13 seasons as Val, she earned six nominations and two Soap Opera Digest Awards for Best Actress.
I know her. My mom used to watch Dallas and Knots Landing, all those, like Dynasty, Hotel, all of them. I know all those characters.
This is her.
Yeah, that's the one.
Have you ever seen the Dallas RPG?
Come on. What are we doing here?
Dallas was, Dallas was huge.
It
Dallas
was
was huge. It
huge.
was a moneymaker.
Who
So they were
shot
like, we're making an
JR?
RPG.
Why? I don't. I guess. I mean, I don't even want to wrap my head around any of that, but I'd rather do a hotel RPG than that.
A hotel.
Yeah. Possibly Knots Landing. I don't know.
Faulty Towers. Captain Cordon is like trying to escape. And like she's wearing she's got a cool reversible purple and black cape.
Looks great.
Her blue one piece is straight up the Red Sonja outfit that they had her wear in the 80s comic book series. Love it. Looks like she's got somebody's office tie wrapped
Was
around
a
her head.
Father's
It's
Day
like
present that she found. And that toothpick sword. It's like,
yep, she's got a
what's that
rapier.
gonna do?
And she sure acts like she knows how to wield it, right?
But she
Like
doesn't.
she does some poses and some
Yeah.
like, like fine fancy blade work with it, but like it really never comes into play. And she does try
Never.
to hit Ariel on her horse as she goes by, and it's
Oh, but she
quite a
whiffed.
whiff.
That was so good. I was like, why is that in there? Just to show how bad she is with that sword?
And
Errol just blew by. Didn't even pay her any heed. The leader of the pirates.
whatever, lady.
Zero.
She calls her crew punts, and I
Yeah.
had to look it up because I was like, did she
I'm
call them
glad you did.
punks?
Yeah,
No,
no.
she called them punts, and a punt is a long, narrow, flat-bottomed boat that is square at both ends and propelled with a long pole used on inland waters chiefly for recreation.
Yes.
So I love that she's sticking
New
with the not in boat terms.
Yeah. Fantastic. She peppered him in there too. She
So
used a couple terms. I'm like, that's got to be from ship talk or something.
was she so did Corden like she must have grown up, found a library as a kid, learned all about pirates and
No, they
became
only had pirate books and ship and Moby Dick, maybe.
I guess.
Yeah.
Because it's been 2000 plus. I mean, okay, it's
Yeah,
two
and that's the
thousand
life for
years,
her.
but
Yeah.
even more years before that, when pirates were a thing, we're
That was a
only two.
while. That's a hot minute from us. Maybe, because it's in the future and we're dealing with mutants, maybe the guys in the wetsuits, maybe that's just their body. Maybe the flippers, maybe that's their feet, right?
It could be. It could be.
But why? There's no other course of action. Why would you wear flippers on land? It's the most uncomfortable thing to do.
It's ridiculous.
Yes.
Thundar shows up to
Oh my God,
defend
what an
this mock,
entrance.
and she
What an
says,
entrance.
total Tarzan swing in a entrance, and she says, "We can't be stopped by a lone barbarian." And then he just goes, "I am Thundar." And then stops. He should have been like, "I am
Yeah,
Thundar,
nothing.
and I am not alone."
Right.
And then here they come, my
No, he
pals.
had a brain fart. No.
Well, he is
And
a
here comes
child.
Ariel blowing the animation budget over the jumping the horse over randoms. Not our last horse jump of this episode.
Four horse jumps.
Really, thank you. Really
Four
blowing the budget here.
horse
Dude.
jumps.
And for no reason. One I could see. This one shouldn't have been done. But
It's
hey.
for the drinking game.
It really
It's for the drinking game.
it had to be.
I also love that when Ookla gets into the fight and protects the chief, after he does, they both like do this like little nod at each other. It's like nod, nod.
He gives
Thanks,
the
bro.
bow. He gives the bow. Dude,
Thundar's.
what's up with Ariel's light bolt and light show now? They got some curveball action to him.
Oh yeah, she doesn't screw around, and
She's
she.
on fire this episode. Then she got humbled real quick later on. Oh, that was awkward.
I've got feelings.
I hope
Thundar's
Thundar doesn't.
not. He calls them river rats. I love that he calls
It.
Thundar calls them pirates river
Yeah.
rats.
Dude, you come to you Thundar come he has everybody sees he has a fucking weird sword, right? The sword has to be something of legend at this point. And this river rat comes at him with a gnarled stick that he found in the jungle. Like, what do you
Yeah.
think's gonna happen, dude? Not a good take.
The amount of pirates that just get
Lousy.
mopped
Oh.
are they're worthless. They
Yeah.
are a worthless crew. They might be
They're
good for
zero
manual
levels.
labor.
Yeah, they're zero level. They have no stats whatsoever.
No. Okay, I'm gonna say this. All Thundar episodes are good,
Fantastic. Yeah.
but not all are great.
Right.
And this is a good one.
This is good.
This is
Yeah.
good. There's no wizard.
There's a lot that happens, though. There's a lot that happens. It
The
keeps it
episode,
moving.
yeah. It
Yeah.
takes like maybe two breaths,
Maybe.
and
Yeah.
that's it. Otherwise, it's just like go, 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 go.
Right.
And I love that hyperness of Thundar episode, like where you watch it and you're just left there, like you're left there sitting in a smoking ruin, and you're like, "What happened?"
Thundar episode five.
Thundar episode five happened. I'm not sure I remember it all. I have
I'm glad I took
flashes.
notes.
Flashes. I did take some notes.
It is non-stop. I pause this, when I'm doing these episodes, I'm like, okay, 20, this was like a little over 20 minutes. I'm like, huh, this is gonna be an hour of my life because I have to keep on pausing and writing notes because so much shit happens.
Yes. Yeah.
It's fantastic. Love it.
She got a little skull head whistle.
This is like the Zelda whistle. Like, it does so many things.
Does. It's pretty, yeah.
It's like from a fucking cereal box from the 80s.
Yeah.
I'm
Yeah.
like, what doesn't this whistle do?
That's awesome. Ariel, Thundar, Ookla got a mat on for Captain Corden because she's been preying on all these settlements along the river here. We see that she has under her power this gigantic aircraft carrier.
Comes out of nowhere. The
And it's
ghost
been,
ship.
yeah. And like you said earlier, it's been
Yeah.
modified by Ewoks to float on the river. And like
Dude.
it's got like thatched roofs put on parts of it, and like it's crazy.
When she blew that whistle and it came out of the woodwork, I'm like, how big is this ship? It just kept on coming. And they had two things of when it came out of the debris, and then the overhead shot, I'm like, how big is this fucking thing? And I'm like, immediately, playset. It's gotta be playset.
I'm so baffled by it that I was like, I don't know. And then the episode moved so quickly that I couldn't stop to think of a playset. I was just like, whoa. But they put a ship's mast and sails on this thing,
There's no way
but
that's
it's
moving.
very small. Like, there's no way the wind can push this thing.
Is moving that thing.
You need more
No way.
sails.
None. Dude,
Ugh.
how heavy are those logs?
Oh,
Seriously.
cripes. Yeah, and those trees are bigger than anything that exists, bigger than any redwood. Like, I don't.
Well, no. They're Ewok. They're mutant trees. They're 3,000 years old. That's how big those trees are.
Captain Corden commands the crew on the ship to catapult.
Dude, after I can't believe you're not mad. She nonchalantly tightrope walks in those heels, in those fuck me boots, up the ship. Who's animating this? She is just like sliding up those ropes like it was a Tuesday for her. Unbelievable.
These guys launch hives. They look like beehives, but when they break open and these like large wasp creatures come out,
Huge.
Ariel calls them I Ching. She's like, "Be careful, they're I Ching."
Yeah.
No, Hai Ching.
Hai
They're Hai
Ching. Yeah.
Ching.
Everybody knows what that is.
I
Like they're a
yeah.
menace.
I
Yeah.
don't.
I no. I'm looking at these things. I'm like, who has these on their ship?
Hai Ching. And then you've got these guys wearing burlap sack head things and like ragamuffin clothing
Yeah.
to be the
That's not
handlers
stopping
of
those
it.
stingers.
Yeah, those are
That's not
the
stopping a stinger.
that ain't
You're
stopping
dead, dude.
a Hai Ching.
No, not today, boss.
But yeah,
Dude,
dude. Little plastic break open.
I pulled Hai Ching duty. I'm fucked.
Dude, this might be my last day, guys. I got Hai
You
Ching
hear
duty.
what happened to Gary?
Little plastic hives that break open filled with rubber Hai
Oh,
Ching. Like about
love
maybe
it.
four, five rubber Hai Ching. That'll get
Love it.
lost. And then at some point you'd be like, I
You'll
had
maybe have one
five.
left.
I got like two.
Yeah. Maybe you'll have one left. Who knows?
Don't take it over to your friend's house.
Yep. I
Okay.
just had that talk with Andrew. I was like, we're not borrowing stuff out, kid. We're not doing that.
Yeah. I'm that way with my kid when he loans out books. Like I'll, if I buy him like a graphic novel or something for Christmas, and then I'll, or I bought him this cool Christmas bestiary, all of
Love it.
Icelandic monsters,
Love
and
it.
he took it to school and he came home and I
Oh.
noticed he didn't have it and I was like, bro,
Dude.
where's that book? He's like, oh, I loaned it to my friend, and I was like,
Nope.
huh. He
Here's
understands to give it back, right?
what we're not going to do from now on. We're not going to tell anybody what you have so they don't want it. Parent trick number one. Because we live through that, Jared. We know kids of other kids' stuff, they don't give a shit. There's no responsibility. There's no regard
No,
to it.
it's not my shit. I'll say this thing about the fight with the Hai Ching. There's a great bit of horse animation in there when
Oh, I love it.
they're like about four or five of them are menacing Ariel's horse. And her horse is reared up and going wiggy.
Yeah, all the muscles were shown.
It's great animation.
Yeah.
It's
That's
like
like Gil Kane drew that.
the best horse animation we've seen thus far.
It's got to be easily, dude. I was like, "Wow, that is a horse." They went over budget on horse animation. They were all in.
Yes, Ariel protects it. They cause a little, Thundar uses his sun sword to burn the foliage, smoke out the Hai Ching.
Yeah, how did he know that? Do you think he's like plain dumb? How do you know that?
Look, what every okay, we've established that he's a child.
He is a child.
Every
Is
child
he
comes up with a
a
little bit of
gifted child?
brilliance.
I don't know. I'm just laying it out there. I'm just laying it out there.
Okay. As Captain Corden is getting away, We now see her from the left side. We've seen her pretty much from the, we've seen her good side. The entire bit of like this opening 3 minute salvo, what will you get a glimpse of it as she's doing the moonwalk up the rope to get on the ship.
You're really taking it now.
When she says, "May your bones bleach in the sun, Thondar," as they're getting away, you can see that her left side of her face, she's got scars, but it's done so slightly. At first, I was like, is that just an animation thing? But then they show her a couple more times throughout the episode.
Still had it.
And she's got, and I'm like, okay, so she's got a cool scar. Play it up. Like, it's barely, it doesn't look, it doesn't look good. They could have done better with her fucking scar. That's for sure.
Yeah, it kind of looked, it looked like muddy or runny mascara.
Yeah.
Yeah. But whatever. they didn't have much left. Because now we have back-to-back leaps of faith by these horses. No reason whatsoever. just burning the budget. Just throwing it away.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Yep. We get horse jump number two as Thundar calls for our faithful magic horses. So the horses show up and then they're riding, and immediately we go into another jump scene.
Yeah.
As they're riding through, it looks like a,
for no reason,
a small airport, and
yeah,
they
back
jump
to back.
Yeah. And then, yeah, back to back horse jumps. Like you said, I thought you were referring to another part later on in the episode, but we'll get to it.
No,
so
right here, right here is like doom.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. There's just so much of it.
It is.
It's a buffet of horse jumping.
Because they're the real heroes of the show.
They are. When they're riding away, Ariel's like, why would Cordon just attack this Mock, chief of the Mocks? Mock replies, Ariel acts like she doesn't understand, like she doesn't understand what Ookla says. This guy's talking the same language, isn't he?
Yeah, I'm guessing.
But she's like,
but
what
Thundar,
do you say?
Yeah, Thundar knows.
Thundar knows, and Thundar replies, he goes, so. And then Ariel's like, don't leave me in the dark, dude. What do you say? She's after the treasure of the Mocks, title of the episode. That means take a drink. Thundar says, make some comment.
Here it is. Yeah.
One of the great things about this riding horse scene and conversation is the chief is riding on the back of the E-Quart with Ookla.
Yeah.
And as they've done the animation and I give them this for like the way they make the human bodies move, the rider bodies move, you know, like you'd think they would cut a little bit of a budget and just like move a still image up and down, but the bodies do kind of,
yeah, they
move
undulate.
Like they're riding, yeah, like they're riding something. And it's funny because it makes it look like the chieftain is like rubbing Ookla's titties.
Yeah. Ooh, you've been working out, Ookla.
Yeah.
How many trees have you thrown today?
You are so big and so strong. Oh boy.
But then the chief is like, here's where I'm getting off. Dude just jumps off the horse and just grabs a random branch.
Hell yeah.
And just hangs there for a sec.
Yeah.
Like well, we didn't need that scene.
He's like, oh, let these guys get out of the way before I drop down. And then Thundar, you know, because Thundar's like, go tell your people that you're going to get attacked. We're going after Cordon. And Thundar says, Cordon is as evil as she is beautiful.
Oh.
Here comes Ariel fishing for a compliment. She says, unlike me, I'm just beautiful. Right, Thundar? Right?
Thundar doesn't even look over. He just, all you see is him speed up off frame.
Look,
so magical and awkward at the same time. I'm like, no, they fucking did not. And they just left her.
They did. But what did she expect? He's a boy. He's a little boy.
He doesn't know how feelings work.
You just made him feel really weird.
Yeah. So something special is happening downstairs and he's got to drive off.
But then Ookla says something like,
right.
I wouldn't kick you out of bed if you were eating crackers, Ariel. And she's like, thanks.
Yeah.
She understood
him. Clear as day now. But before she was letting the boy handle it.
Yeah.
Oh, so
she threw it out there, Thundar. You messed up.
Yeah. It slapped across his face and he had no intentions of using it.
Yeah. Well, I think that Captain Corden has taken the long way around to get to this village because she's in the ship and her men are boozing it up. They're all passed out and beat up. And she's
She
like,
got
listen,
pissed.
she is pissed. She's like, listen, dude, we're gonna go get these fire lances. And once we have them,
Love that name.
we're gonna tear up shit. They go to this old US naval station to grab a bunch of missiles.
Dude, are these fucking like low-end nukes? Because one of them does a hell of a lot of damage.
And they vary in size. They're all the same model and make and paint job, but they do vary in size. They kind of get big and small depending on the scene they're in.
Because when they're on that catapult, I was like, there's no way these are the same ones they had.
Right.
These are huge.
Thundar and crew catch up to them while they are taking out the lances during the fight,
Great
which,
fight scene. Great
yeah.
choreographs. Yeah, a lot of things happening.
There's a great shot of Captain Corden, the way she's standing. Like she's standing so piratey in one of these scenes where her buddy Ponce, I think he's like maybe first mate or something, Ponce, because he gets called out a couple times and he gets a little bit of speaking role. And he's like, they're just rusty metal spears. And she's like, you'll change your tune, Ponce, when we slaughter those mocks.
Real death wish against these mocks, man.
She's got a mat on.
Yeah. Dude, and I gotta call out Ookla with an improvised weapon, the anchor.
Oh,
Brilliant.
yeah.
Brilliant.
Always
I
good,
thought he was
right?
gonna take out all of them. I was like, those guys are so dead. But he hit the floor and they crash into the water. I was like, oh, you could have killed all four of those dudes with a blink of your eye.
There's some poor fight stuff going on in some of these combats. And then when they're racing their horses up to where Corden has got her ship anchored, there's a shot of like a rope holding a ship fast onto like a little peggy pole, and they come riding up. I thought for sure they were going to jump that rope, but they just ride right past it. I was like, all the money you spent on the horse and jumping animation, couldn't have thrown it in one more time.
Nope. We're reaching critical mass on budget.
But Thundar's magic white horse jumps over three guys onto the ship, two jumps in a row, bang, boom.
Love this scene. Love it.
Ariel does a force cage. You get Ookla's anchor. Thundar does a swinging off of cannon to like
That
do.
are useless.
He's like Jeff Goldblum's daughter in the second Jurassic Park movie.
He's all over the board.
Well, they get a bunch of the fire lances, but not before Thundar can foolishly jump and cut one that is hanging on a crane. Even when Ariel's like, don't do that, dude. The missile falls and blows up on the neighboring ship. And wowie zowie, what a big explosion and blow of wind that happens there, man.
Fucking nuclear fallout right there. But
Yeah.
just those three get caught in it. You know, nobody else, because they're the only ones unconscious, or unless she's like, I have so many of these fucking flipper dudes. I can just kick them off and I'll just replace them later in the with the vats that I have below the deck.
They do make a point to show Captain Corden and a couple of her guys hiding behind something, and
Come on.
they show our crew out in the open going, oh
Yeah.
crap, like they're taking
They
a
did get
blast full
shadowed.
on.
That was cool. That was a cool little bit of animation, I gotta say.
So they all get tossed down into a hold. Captain Corden is like, oh, with this sun sword, holy crap, I'd love this weapon. But she like sh they show her close up, try like
A
shaking it.
toy.
She can't get it to kick on, and she's like, ah, it won't work. And she throws it down into the hold with him. What are you doing?
Right. Even if it doesn't work, why are you giving it back to him? He knows how to work it. The whistle comes back in play. Because she knows they're not going to wake up in time before it's dinner. And what she summons first, I'm like, what is this coming out of the water? It has so many teeth. Holy shit.
Immediately, I was like, it's Ebra, dude, Horror of the Deep. It's
Yeah, you nailed it.
so awesome. It's giant lobster monster. She summons down into the hold, closes the top on. She's like, all right, there it goes. She's
First of all, Jared, how did it fit in that hole?
it has a squeezing like capabilities. You see it get stuck there for a minute. Like, you know what I
Just
mean?
a little bit, but I was when it came out of the water, I was like, "Holy fuck, that thing is big!" And it automatically went to that hole. Nobody else mattered. Thunder was on the menu, and he's like, "Yep, I'm going in."
She got it trained with the whistle.
I guess I dude, what a great whistle, what a great
What a great
find.
whistle. I wanted to ask you, Jason, what are your feelings of giant animals as a monster, as a threat? You know what I mean? Like, so when you're playing an RPG and, oh, here comes this colossal, it comes a colossal toad or, giant snake. Wolves and bears and all the, like all and lobsters, all that stuff. What, like,
My fear as a player at all times is like, okay, it's gonna have a lot of hit points, but what is the trick this giant fucking monster is gonna have? Because they all have something. They all have some little gimmick along with them that is death. Like a giant frog. I remember playing Mythdrainer on the PC, and I'm like, oh, a giant frog, whatever. It swallowed one of my guys right away. I was six players, now I'm five, because I had to kill the toad and I killed the guy inside it.
Oh,
All the time. What is this beast gonna have? Because it's not a normal bear, it's not a normal toad. It's gonna have something with it.
yeah, it's a big one.
Almost always equals death.
I love it as a practical enemy. I think because it has a real world counterpart and I can see the threat, right? So you see a snake and you're like, oh, look at that snake. Okay, I know how to get walk around it. But then make that snake as big as a bus and you're like,
Now what?
okay.
Because
Big
if you
snake.
look at it, the real world companion is pretty deadly in itself. Even a rat, you make a fucking 4 foot rat or a 4 foot spider, yeah, that's a problem. That's gonna be an issue.
Well, Ebra here is a bit of a problem. He snatches up Thundar and it takes Ookla with the, what's he grab? He just grabs a piece of the
Piping,
ship. Yeah, some
yeah,
piping
piping or
to
whatever.
whap the back of this thing.
Yeah, thank God it wasn't a goddamn fire lance.
But it's chasing them through this ship and they make it to where the torpedoes are fired off the ship.
What, Jared?
Torpedo? Take a drink
I
as
love it that
Thundar asks a question.
she just chainsaws through that. No time to explain, idiot. None.
There's no
We're
time.
gonna die here. This thing is clawing through cast iron,
Yes.
American steel, and this guy's asking questions.
I love that Ariel manifests like a steel blindfold for the creature so that they can make
Yes.
it into the next chamber.
Yeah. Great,
Yeah.
great use of spells. She was winging them left and right this episode.
She had some fun with her spells. And she's like, yeah, get in this torpedo tube and we'll launch you to the surface, into the water. And for as much as Ookla's hate water, they even make a point of saying it in the very start of the show. Ookla doesn't fight climbing into this thing and getting fired out into the water.
Nothing. No. Cause he didn't have anything for this fucking giant lobster. Nothing was working.
He's like, my metal pipe didn't work, so I'm out of here.
Yeah, I'm out. Yeah, it doesn't even put up a fight, and it's not like it was just dropped in this episode. Muck's not liking fucking water has been throughout this series.
Yeah, they established it early.
Yeah, and can I ask, is this really how torpedoes work?
What, by going fire one and hitting the button on top
Right.
of the torpedo
Right.
tube?
Like, how does this is this really how technology works from firing torpedoes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stand right next to it. Stand right
Hey,
next to
dude,
it and push a button.
go get in. Because, dude, Him and Ariel, they get launched. They're like Olympic grade swimmers. They're fucking, a couple football fields away from the sub at this point.
I would have liked to seen how she planned to do it, because she was going to launch Thundar. Thundar manhandles her and throws her in the tube and fires her off against her protests. And then when
He
she hits the
gets
surface,
deep in there too. I thought they were both gonna
I
fly.
did too. I did too. And then when she breaks the surface, she gets all mad and she's like, calls them rude and stubborn, sword
The
happy.
sword, yeah, sword happy.
I would have liked to seen how she planned to get out of that situation, because Thundar, he evades the lobster and cuts a big old metal mushroom thing that falls on top of it, and then it
What was
goes through the
that?
floor of the ship, and like water comes rushing in, and the submarine sinks, but Thundar cuts his way out. Oh boy.
You could have done this at any point. You could
Yeah.
have made an exit at any point, sir.
Yeah. Thundar's very immediate, Jason. He doesn't always come up with forward thinking.
No, it's of the moment for sure.
Ariel says, "Thundar, you're alive." And he goes, "It was only a middling-sized brat." What?
So they've run into the bigger ones?
But he called it a brat?
Yeah. Don't know, Thunder. Thunder's vocabulary is not that big.
Following the river, Thundar and his companions find the Mock village, and they're like, "We're gonna warn them that the pirates are coming again." Captain Corden takes the long way around, I guess, because the Mock village is built at the base of a dam,
Not a great area.
and she must want to come around and hit that dam from the other side or something.
Sure. Like, we don't know what the waterways are in this land.
They've been
Where do you
changed.
think this is? This is Florida, right?
I suppose. I don't try to place them too
I always
much.
do. I try. I try to. Because they're all over the United States in a blink of an eye.
They are. Yeah.
They're really putting some miles on these horses.
There's this big dirt mound in the middle of the Mock village that has like a metal building on top of it, but it's just kind of a weird mound.
Outlying,
But hey, there's a bunch of mocks sitting all around it, and Thundar is talking to them, telling them that, "Hey, we passed Captain Corden on our ride here. She's gonna be here to attack you dudes." The way he's talking to them,
Baby talk.
it's baby talk. It's so funny. And the mocks are just staring at him, and
It's
they
like, we don't know what you're
they're
saying,
like, "What's this?
sir.
What's this monkey saying to us?"
It's like, I'm thinking to myself, it's like, maybe it's time for Ookla to make a speech. Maybe you let
Yeah.
him steer this boat for a little bit. I mean,
That
you
would
can
have been
whisper it in his ear and he can just decipher it for him.
way cool to have Ookla do the hero role in this episode. Would be great.
Stepping it up.
Yeah, it'd be really cool. But
Besides,
Ookla.
getting fuck me eyes from
Oh yeah. Yeah.
the lady. Besides, though, I was like, wow, is this blatant?
Yeah.
This is
She
super
is
awkward.
sending out all the signals. This gal. It's the second desperate woman in this episode, unfortunately.
Some say third.
But yeah, okay.
Ookla, is it possible that Ookla is the thunder of the mocks?
Yes.
He's a grown-up child too.
No more questions. You answered it.
Yes.
Oh my
Oh,
gosh, dude.
we solved the riddle.
Yep. Yeah.
Feelings bad.
So who knows what this gal says to Ookla and what he
We
says
could,
back to her, but she's
dude, we can
all,
only imagine.
yeah, my mind races. She's all leaning into him and everything, but that's all we get, because now the guys on top of the mocks on top of the dam got these
Dude.
sweet old Ricola horns, and they blow a warning, because here comes the ship. Here comes Corden.
Dude, They got some musical talent in this mock village. It's brilliant.
Hey, and the mocks, you might see mocks as more primitive than the frogmen of Captain Corden's crew, but look at the weapons these guys got. They got
Yeah.
metal weapons, they got spiked things and
Crossbows.
blades. Yeah. You don't
Dude,
have
and
sticks.
yeah, no. These guys are prepared. They're ready for battle. And I love the shields they put up of the movie posters. Oh. Jaws and Revenge of the Jedi. Brilliant. I was like, no way, just I had to go back. I had to go back. I was like, there's no way that said Revenge of the Jedi. Yeah, I did.
It
Somebody
says,
leaked.
and they're partial posters too, right? Because they
Yes.
can't say
Right,
exactly what
all
it
of
is, but guess what? You know what it is.
it. Yeah, what else could it be,
We're,
sir?
it is not subtle at all.
No. Jaws, real big hit back in 1980. Still.
Oh boy. Yep. All the mocks, they've already got this planned out. Corden has probably my favorite line in the show. She goes, "They were expecting us, but they'll get more than they expected." Yeah, it's a great one.
Speech.
But they instead of high-ching on the catapults, they've got fire lances, and they just start peppering the village
Dude.
with missiles,
Yeah. These things are
torpedoes.
huge. Fucking, they're just winging them off catapults. I don't think that's how missiles are supposed to fly.
The magic horses make the leap from a spur of rock onto the ship.
Nonchalant horse jump.
Yeah. There's fight that's happening in the village. There's fight that's happening on the ship.
A lot of things are happening.
Here's where this fight scene loses me, though.
Oh, well,
Sorry, Jason.
or wins Jason.
Oh, perfect. Because guess what? There's a hole in the ship on the floorboards here
Nobody
as
wants to
a
repair this. Ookla-sized hole, mind you.
Ookla-sized hole. His foot just gets stuck right in it as he's running.
Oh,
But then
dude.
he uses its Ookla strength to just tear it off out of the ship. And even though it's painted like it's a piece of metal, when he comes up on his foot, it looks like it's a piece of wood.
It's a lot of things, Jared. But what it really is comedy gold. That's because it was like Three Stooges, Laurel and
Was.
Hardy. Dude, it was all of them put together and it worked like magic. I loved it.
If you
Every bit of it.
okay. All right.
Yeah, I was sold. I was like, there's no way this bit is going on this long. Yes, it is.
I won't disparage it then. I'm gonna let it lie. There's comedic gold as Thunder as Ookla tries to get loose of this hole, not knowing it's helping him not fight guys.
Yeah.
Guys are just, and then
Just jumping over him, the guy with the net,
the guy with the
everything.
net jumps at Ookla, stepping on the piece of floor that is stuck to his foot, and he just hops on one foot to like dump the guy over the edge into the water with it.
Yeah.
And then the guy acts like, "Oh, don't drop me in the water. Please don't." But you're
Sir.
wearing a frog suit and flippers,
Yeah.
dude.
This is where you live with your flipper feet.
This is where
You
you
should be
live.
fine. You'll be fine.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
He gets out of it soon enough because next thing you know, he's getting ordered by Thundar to pick up the frickin' torpedoes and throw them overboard.
Yeah,
And this is where they're gigantic.
now they're huge. And once they were on the Thundar and Ookla were on the riding the missiles like Dr. Strangelove, I was like, how are the Duke boys going to get out of this pickle?
They kind of don't, because
They really don't.
if you ask me,
Ookla for sure does not.
Captain Corden wins this fight,
Yeah.
because even though the extra weight of Thundar and Ookla drag one of the launched missiles into the water, The others hit the dam and flood the village completely. Wipes the village out, except for the mound and the single building on top of the mound, where the mocks all flee to. Meanwhile, Ookla doesn't know how to let go of the torpedo once it hits the
just
water.
Just rides it down.
And he rides it to the bottom and gets pinned, and it takes Thundar to help him get out of there.
How long can Thundar hold his breath?
Well, RPG rules, isn't it like your constitution saving bonus, your constitution bonus is how many rounds you can hold your breath. So, you know, you got to think Thundar's got a pretty good constitution. I don't know, Jason.
Swimming to the bottom of the ocean, mind you.
Now we've got a big fight, right? The village of the Mocks versus the crew of the ship as they are rushing the mound to try to get to the treasure vault. Wow. Just in time for Thundar to make it to the surface with Ookla as that last torpedo blows up and it sprays them onto the deck of the ship. So that was great.
Fantastic.
Where they hook back up with Ariel and chase Captain Corden down into the vault after they kick a ton of more through ass. Like, these pirates suck. Oh, and the best part, Ookla is using the dead body of a pirate to knock other pirates off of a cliff.
Yeah.
That guy's dead.
He's limp. He's limp.
He's so limp.
And then Ookla just tosses him like garbage afterwards.
So great. It's oh, so great.
Dude. Mock's gonna mock, man.
Mock is gonna. That's gonna be our t-shirt. It's called Bunger.
Get him on the horn.
Yeah. These guys are breaking into the vault. The last handful of them. But of course, they're going to try to hold off Thundar. I don't know why.
Good luck.
I probably would have been like, look, man.
Yeah.
We threw our entire crew at this guy.
We are 0 for 35 versus this fucking barbarian.
Yeah. There's just a half a dozen or so of us. I don't think we got this.
Dude, we numbered in the 200s. There's like six of us left. Which will be in the playset.
Oh, what? Boy. Captain Corden makes it into the vault to find out it is completely empty, and she breaks down.
Nervous breakdown. Immediate.
Yeah, it's pretty sad, actually.
Dude. Are we gonna find some way to incorporate that chandelier with the broken TVs and the candles?
I love it.
Love it.
We're gonna find someplace.
I kind of want that
in
my house.
We could sneak that into a playset somewhere. Doesn't matter. It'll find a place.
Yeah.
It's gonna happen.
I love it. It's a toy for sure.
Yeah. I was gonna mention it, but you know, I figured we're going long and man, we
gotta mention the chandelier.
Yeah. It is a chandelier of broken televisions. With candles inside.
Thick empty candles.
Yeah. So they lock Captain Corden and what remains of her crew into this vault.
Yeah.
To die.
Huge. Yeah. Huge vault.
Yeah. We'll just leave them in here. And Thundar, before they raid off, he's like, our job's done here. And before they raid off, he says to the chief, what is the treasure of the Mock? What is it? And he just knocks a piece off the mound, and it turns out the mound is a vault made out of gold.
Dude, does that mean anything in this world? you guys are in today's world. You guys are the richest people on earth with that much gold.
Yeah,
by far.
Yeah,
but in this world,
yeah,
this world, does it correlate? What does that get you, really?
But she's playing up the pirate thing, right? So she's like, I gotta have a pirate horde.
I get it, but what's the currency level now? What are you getting for that gold?
Dragon rights.
Yeah, you getting some posters for shields. You getting some broke ass crossbows. You getting some slutty mocks from the trader. I mean, what's the currency on these bars of gold you have, sir, as a foundation?
Because I want to say The biggest treasure in this episode is that whistle.
It is. That magical whistle. Yeah. Easily. She's using it to break out.
Yeah.
A
Sure.
little tornado's gonna come and just whisk her away, and then she's gonna be back on her pirate ship.
It's going to be like Boba Fett, right? Where all the fans are like, man, Boba Fett couldn't have died like that. We need more Boba Fett. Well, we'll make Boba Fett crawl out of that thing.
Yeah.
Bang. So now fans are going to be like, Captain Corden, she's a hot box. We need that gal back. Her thick flowy hair. All we do is see Ariel's amazing. Don't get me wrong. Amazing straight black hair. And then here comes Captain Corden with curls and full body wave going on. And everyone's gonna be like, we need Captain Corden back.
We need
Okay.
that hot box.
We
I
can't
love it.
you said fuck me, Booth. So we're both thinking the same thing.
Oh, we're there,
Look,
dude.
I'm into slutty mocks too, man. Like I don't think I
Oh.
if you know, look,
Oh.
this is a world of craziness. You gotta
Yeah.
super
You
science
got
and
to
sorcery,
venture.
you gotta be
Got
all
to try
in.
all of it. Don't be such a prude.
Yeah, right? Are you like, come on, you're Captain Riker, right? You got a little bit of
Wait, I'm not gonna fuck that mock? Is that what you're saying?
yeah, like what would Captain Kirk do?
Oh, he'd bang all
Bang
over
the mock, dude.
it.
How do we make peace between our people? This is how.
Banging.
Okay. We ride off.
Wow.
There we go.
Nonstop. Dude, seriously, nonstop action from fucking the get-go, from Thunder swinging on that vine until he
Yeah.
rides off.
Dude, it's an episode, that's for sure.
We go back and it's like, and I look at it as like, man, this, I might because of the comedy in it, I might throw this as a great episode. I
Okay.
might throw it. Yeah.
Sure.
I'm not afraid to say in it. It's not
I'm with you.
that Ookla bit really took me for a spin.
It took me for a spin. I didn't land in the same place, but I'm willing to stand alongside you. That's what we do here.
That's exactly, we help each other up.
We do. We're in this together, just like these three. We get a, and of course it ends with the fourth jump scene.
Yeah, had to have it.
Good job with the jump
Yeah.
scenes, man. Like they did not
Jesus.
fuck around with the jump scenes in this
No.
episode. Holy crap. Okay, Jason, I think we did it, buddy. I'm
We
glad we got
did.
back to this. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Been
Yeah.
a minute.
I'm here.
All
I'm here
right.
for it.
You got anything to tell the listeners? Anything to hype or anything going on?
I'm almost done with my novella, A Sword. It is wild, wacky, probably I'd say YA fun, fantasy, just stream of consciousness writing that I in the midst of editing the last chapter, and I got three more that I've already written, so hopefully
Oh,
this
wow.
one, yeah, hopefully this one takes off or sells or whatnot, and three more in the basket.
I'm looking forward to it. You've shared artwork with us on Discord, and it's really cool. I'm pretty interested to check it out.
Yeah, I love how Redwall did it, where every chapter had a spot illustration to set up the chapter, so that's what I did.
Yeah, the chapter spot illustration is
It's
a lost
key.
art.
Yeah, I love it.
Friend of mine showed me the one of the most recent Conan novels from Titan,
Okay.
which I'm getting an audiobook because that's the way I can take those books in.
Oh yeah, with your job, yeah. That's
Yeah,
the way to go.
but they do spot illustrations and they're
Love
good.
it.
And I was like looking at
I
it, and I was
bet
like,
they are.
oh shoot. Okay.
Double dipping.
I don't get that. No, I'm not double dipping.
No.
I know better.
Okay.
I've done it plenty.
Cause I got a Kindle Fire and I am reading so much now because of the challenges they have on there. And I've been double dipping on books and I'm not afraid. Somebody's got to conquer these challenges,
Yeah,
Jared.
okay. Go for it, brother.
Yeah, I'm reading so many books now. It's unreal.
Oh, I
Maybe
love it.
even I might dip my toe in the Malzahn series again.
Oh boy.
I was just telling Andrew, I was like, you want when you're getting older, you want to read a series that'll bend your fucking head? I got one for you. So many characters, so many time jumps. Just try to keep up with those books.
My lizard brain will not do it. It will just not keep up. I can't keep up with
Oh,
that stuff.
it's too much. I want to conquer it though, Jared. It's so good.
Do All right. Okay, so we'll be back soon with some more Thundar action. Until next time, no, wait. First off, everybody, support your independent comic creators like Jason Ford
Oh,
and
yeah.
past guest Tony Iuppi, but support your local comic shops like Jason does and I do, boy oh boy, and support your local public libraries where you can, man, I've been getting movies through the library that I can't find on streaming. It's been pretty fun. But until next time, farewell, long life, Chief O'Glock. And then they ride off.
Horse
Yeah.
jump.
Horse jump. Ba 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 boom 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 ba 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 boom 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 ba da
The year is 1994.
da da bomb boom ba ba do ba 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 da. Man, so good.